The Heart Sutra, which was just recited, reminds us that our life, our practice, if we use it, that word, is to enable us to be the wisdom that we are, and to see and do what's called for when we miss who we are, what our life is, what the life of all that we meet is, to see what's skillful to enable us, to support us, to nurture us, to be who we are. Saying practicing deep prajna already, in a way, we're fooling ourselves if we think there's deep, shallow prajna, that there's prajna as opposed to our life. Our very life is this prajna, whether we talk about it in terms of the five conditions or five aspects of being alive, whether we talk about it in other ways. The point of our life opportunities is how to meet what comes, what appears, with the wisdom of who we truly are. Or say it a different way, without being confused by the stories or the assumptions that we make that blind us to what's truly going on. So the Heart Sutra says all five aspects of being human are wisdom. It says that they're empty, but empty is full. Empty of what is empty of the considerations, the assumptions, the values that we stick on them that hinder us from being who we are. That's the whole of the Buddha's teaching, is to enable us to live as the wisdom and compassion. That's what the Bodhisattva, when we talk about Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara. Avalokitesvara is the one that hears and responds to suffering, if we say it a different way, to difficulties that we have, whether so-called my difficulties, my conceptions and misconceptions, or that of others. How do we respond to that in a skillful way is what practice is, whether it's when we're sitting upright by ourselves or when we're being with all the circumstances of our life, the people, the conditions that arise in our living, the conditions that are easy, the conditions that are so-called hard. Easy and hard are, of course, our assumptions about those conditions. So the Heart Sutra talks about them as being empty, meaning that our stories about them aren't the truth of who they are. They're just that. They're our stories, and our ability to see that, stories meaning our liking them, disliking them, they should be, they shouldn't be, they're mine, they're hers. all those are fine, and yet those are also what sometimes hinders us and gets us trapped by what the story is about and how we so-called feel about it, think about it, believe about it. Sometimes we've used the example of the sky. We all know the sky has all sorts of things in it. Storms, clouds, conditions we like, conditions we don't like. But if we forget that it's always the sky, then we can't take care of the conditions that arise because we believe our story about the conditions that should or shouldn't be there. Those dark clouds shouldn't be here. Now, in central Illinois recently, you've had all sorts of storms coming and going through the sky. But all those storms are simply forms of the sky, forms of the air, forms of the moisture that the sky is made up of, the clouds, the conditions of the weather, the wind, the pressure, all those things. So, next to the Zen Center, the tree was struck by lightning. Lightning is just another condition of the sky. We could talk about all the atmospherics that's involved, but we face conditions of all sorts, which are just the sky, which is just our life, which we have the opportunity to meet with skillful responses as opposed to getting entangled and distorting them on the basis of what we like or don't like, believe should be, believe shouldn't be, which misses the wisdom of who and what we are, which allows our likes and dislikes and our stories about them to lead to us doing things which might harm us, might cause suffering, and might harm others. It's not supposed to be cloudy today. What's the matter with it? Why are those storm clouds there? I shouldn't have to run to the basement because of a tornado. All sorts of ways that we distort and miss that the sky is always just the sky, and our life is simply being open to the sky that appears at the present moment and doing the best of our ability to take care of it. That's what our life is, the opportunity to be the wisdom that we are in our functioning, or to notice how our distortions of the wisdom of life lead us to reacting to what she said, to reacting to what happened to our friend, reacting to what some media says or doesn't say. Our reactions are part of what blinds us to the wisdom that we are. That's what Avalokiteshvara is said to enable relieving suffering and harming by no longer believing the distortions, or at least beginning to notice the distortions that we have because we're sure that the sky shouldn't have such clouds there. We forget the clouds are just the sky in different forms. In fact, the sky is guaranteed to have clouds at some point or other, wind at some points or other, different air pressure, if we say it that way, different electrical currents. This is the nature of life that is all wisdom. See, life is just the wisdom of the universe that we get to live. Live inside, live outside. And we get to live it with compassion, if I say, for ourselves and others. We get to live it in a skillful way, to be nurtured by our life circumstances, even our life reactions to circumstances, when we can skillfully see them, when we could see them in a way so that we could do what's called for to the best of our ability, or we could see how we've distorted our hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, as the Heart Sutra breaks it up, where caught by our self-centered thinking, we can't take care of the present moment. So part of practice, if I say it in that way, is to notice how our perceptions distort reality. Our thoughts about it distort the wisdom of perceiving, the wisdom of hearing, the wisdom of breathing, the wisdom of being this moment, the wisdom of giving and receiving. And then we can take care of, I'm going to take an umbrella today. You know what? Maybe when I lived several blocks away from the Zen Center, I had a basement. We knew that we had things prepared in the basement for when there was a tornado warning. Sometimes we waited for the siren. Sometimes, these days, we were able to see that it was coming because we checked on the internet and we could see on the maps that it was coming in our direction. So I could stay outside and watch the tornado, and sometimes I could actually get hurt by the tornado or the storms if I don't do what's skillful. But the tornado and the clear sky and the rain and the snow and all the forms that arise are simply forms that are coming and going of the wisdom of the universe. See, we are the wisdom of the universe, and it comes at us from all directions, physical, mental, directions we planned and directions we didn't plan. And it's up to us, in fact, it's our practice to skillfully respond. And sitting, among other aspects of practice, enables us to begin to do that with just being still and upright, and yet to notice how our mind and emotion chatter sometimes distorts and distracts, despite the fact that we're just sitting still, breathing, and yet we're caught up. And doing it when we're sitting is just a little piece of doing it throughout our day. So the Heart Sutra is to remind us that all the various aspects, form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, or all the 18 ways, are simply exactly the form, and yet the form is empty of our stories about it. Emptiness is itself empty of any big special aspect. It's simply exactly this minute, this moment, smelling, tasting, hearing, thinking, except when we entangle in it and distort it. And it's not only so for us, but it's so for every being and every condition that we meet. So how do we meet them with the wisdom that we are? If you want to say, being empty of our preconceptions or of our self-centered story, which is what we do when we sit. When self-centered stories arise, we allow them to arise and pass. We notice and do what's skillful to support us in doing that if we need to label or note it. And then we can take care of what needs to be taken care of. It's simple enough to open an umbrella, to stay indoors, or to go out into the sunlight. Maybe put on suntan lotion if you burn. And meet all the conditions and beings in the universe that are simply and exactly the wisdom of the universe that gives us together and individually the opportunity to be this dance of wisdom that is the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's encouragement to serve the life of the universe, which is the life of our own life and every being and condition we meet in our life. Thank you.